This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, April 14th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nelly. Here's today's headlines. Leafy greens inspections stay the course. SWP pumping drops. Food banks defend SNAP. And Rollins promises tariff safety net. California upholds food safety for leafy greens. Despite cuts to federal food safety programs, the California Leafy Greens Marketing Agreement is assuring the public that its government-enforced safety practices remain as strong as ever. The farmer-led coalition encompasses 94% of the nation's leafy greens. In a statement last week, LGMA CEO Tim York confirmed CDFA auditors are regularly visiting fields to verify compliance with the stringent practices and said the program has been unaffected by recent FDA changes. Retailers conduct their own safety inspections as well. CDFA Secretary Karen Ross stressed that California has, quote, implemented and enforced some of the most stringent regulations in the world when it comes to agricultural pesticide use, environmental and worker protections, and ensuring the overall safety of the healthy foods our farmers produce. On that note, USDA inspectors and border officials have expanded their risk-based sampling to include more varieties of lettuce entering the U.S. The goal, to reduce inspections of commodities compliant with current pest and disease regulations and provide incentives for producers to increase the quality of their products, according to USDA. California reduces state water project pumping. The California Department of Water Resources decreased state water project pumping levels by half starting this past Thursday. Delta Water operators are now pumping 600 cubic feet per second and will likely maintain the lower rate through May. SWP water curtailment measures are taken to improve migratory and habitat conditions for five species of endangered fish. The department says reduced pumping can also save more fish from being pulled into the pumping plant. Food banks pressure Congress to reject SNAP cuts. The California Association of Food Banks is asking Congress to reject spending cuts to nutrition programs during the budget reconciliation process. It argues the overextension of California's food bank services will be exacerbated if the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program and the Emergency Food Assistance Program lose funding. SNAP is especially important for CAFB since the U.S. Department of Agriculture decided to cancel the Local Food Purchase Assistance Cooperative Agreement Program completely. The association projects nearly 2.5 million children across 4,000 California schools would be affected by the cuts. Rollins, tariff safety net will be there. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins is doubling down on promises that the Trump administration will help farmers affected by tariffs. She's downplaying concerns that a key funding source is running dry. It will be there, Rollins told Fox News Sunday of a trade compensation package, but she said the administration won't know whether the assistance will be needed until negotiations with trading partners have played out. Only China has retaliated against new reciprocal tariffs so far. The president has said, quote, I've got the farmers back, and my job is to ensure that we effectuate that promise to our farmers, Rollins said. Take note, White House Trade Advisor Pete Navarro said yesterday, the administration is in active negotiations with the European Union, United Kingdom, India, Japan, South Korea, Indonesia, and Israel. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick also described early conversations with China through intermediaries. Lutnick echoed the president's recent optimism. Lutnick said, quote, I am confident this is going to work out with China. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. White House narrows reciprocal tariffs as Trump continues making threats. The White House has spared a slate of consumer electronics from U.S. reciprocal tariffs unveiled on April 2nd, that despite the president previously insisting there would be no exemptions. But even as the administration narrows the scope of reciprocal duties, President Trump continues to issue new tariff threats. Trump late last week said Mexico could face additional tariffs over a long-running water dispute with the U.S. Under a 1944 treaty, Mexico is required to send to the U.S. 1.75 million acre-feet of water from the Rio Grande every 5 years. The International Boundary and Water Commission estimates it has sent about a third of what it owes this cycle, which ends in October. We will keep escalating consequences, including tariffs and maybe sanctions, until Mexico honors the treaty, Trump wrote on Truth Social. This is very unfair, and it is hurting South Texas farmers very badly. Discussions continue. Mexico acknowledges it's not lived up to this treaty, blaming a three-year drought. But Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum says in a post on X that, quote, to the extent water is available, Mexico has been complying. The Mexican government has provided U.S. officials a comprehensive proposal to address lagging Rio Grande water delivery, she said. She added, I am confident that, as on other issues, an agreement will be reached. Now, take note, Rollins confirmed Friday in an X post that she had, quote, a productive call with Mexico's agriculture secretary about the issue. We're moving fast. Stay tuned for updates, she wrote. Zeldin, EPA to protect environment, grow economy. EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin says his agency is embracing a mission that includes protecting the environment and driving economic growth. Some would say the EPA protects the environment. That's true, but there's a whole lot more to know beyond that, Zeldin says in a four-minute address on the EPA website. He says EPA, quote, will continue tirelessly in our work to ensure clean air, land, and water for every American while simultaneously driving economic growth by unleashing energy dominance, pursuing permitting reform, making the U.S. the AI capital of the world, and bringing back American auto jobs. Zeldin said, quote, under my leadership, EPA will no longer view the goals of protecting our environment and growing our economy as binary choices. We must and we will choose both. Left unsaid, part of his strategy to promote economic growth, EPA last month targeted numerous regulations, including clean air rules, limiting emissions of mercury and other air toxins from power plants. We are driving a dagger straight into the heart of a climate change religion to drive down the cost of living for American families, unleash American energy, bring auto jobs back to the U.S., and more, Zeldin says. Here's today's final word. People make investment decisions that are years into the future if they're going to build a factory or they're going to rehab an old factory or buy a bunch of new tools. And right now, with Donald Trump, nobody can figure out what the rules will be in 5 days from now, much less 5 years from now. That Senator Elizabeth Warren on CNN's State of the Union. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, April 14th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Chuck Nally.